It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is set to release their April crop production supply and demand estimate. That report will be released at 11 o'clock today. And although this report is not expected to bring a lot of news to the market, it might see a little bit of tweaking of some numbers. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the report.
The cattle market has been on fire this past year with record-breaking prices. But with higher prices comes higher risk for cow-calf producers. How can I take advantage of those record highs? Should I be expanding my herd? Livestock producers have two key tools to help manage that risk: livestock risk protection and pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. At Martinson Ag, our PRF Optimizer tool helps you select the best coverage. Call the risk management professionals at Martinson Ag, 701-205-4200. Martinson Ag, an equal opportunity provider.
USDA is set to release their April crop production report this morning at 11 o'clock. And at this point, it doesn't look like this report's going to bring a lot of news into the marketplace. What we are expecting is the possibility of USDA increasing wheat exports and corn exports. There might be a little bit of an adjustment to soybean crush, but that will be likely offset by a decrease in soybean exports. As of now, the early estimates has wheat stocks coming in at 923 million bushels. That's down from last month's 931 million bushels. Corn stocks are expected to stay pretty close to the 2.13 billion bushels, while soybean stocks are expected to maybe drop a million bushels down to 349. That's from its previous report. On the world numbers, wheat ending stocks are expected to increase just slightly to 277.1 million metric ton, while corn stocks are expected to increase slightly to 293.1 million metric ton, while soybean stocks are expected to increase slightly to 125.5 million metric ton. None of those numbers really out of line. The big focus will be what will USDA do with Brazil and Argentina's production estimates. Brazil's corn estimates are expected to increase to 133 million metric ton. That's up one from the previous month. Soybeans are expected to remain unchanged at 180 million metric ton. In Argentina, corn production is expected to stay pretty quiet, constant at 52 million metric ton, while soybeans are also expected to remain unchanged at 48 million metric ton. In all, again, this report isn't going to bring a lot of news to the marketplace, but it might bring a few surprises if USDA does make a few minor changes to the demand structure.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.